Get out. I don't want to talk to you. Especially now I'm naked. Go. Yeah, the glass is frosted and you can't see anything, but the fact still remains that I'm naked. I don't want to talk to you. You pissed me off out there. Just fuck off until I cool down. At least turn around or something. I know you can't actually see me, but it feels weird to have you watching. Are you turned around? Good. Now keep heading that direction and get the fuck out. Have not. There's no way I've been in here for 2 hours. Show me your watch. I don't believe you. Okay, fine. Yeah. It's been 2 hours. Who gives a fuck? Fine. Easy. If I pay the water bill for this month, will you let me shower in peace, asshole? You know, the least you could do after rejecting someone that harshly is at least leave them the fuck alone. It was so a rejection. What are you talking about? I asked you out and you said you didn't want to ruin our friendship. After all that flirting and saying how much you wish you could date someone like me? Whatever. Whatever. Look, we've been friends for a long time, so I'm gonna be okay. And I'll be over this in like 2 days, okay? But you gotta give me some space to cool off. I know I shouldn't be married, and I'm not, really. Not at you. I just pissed at myself for being so stupid. I completely read your feelings wrong, and I made it fucking awkward. And it sucks. And I have to admit, being rejected for the first time in a while, things fell up. I'm not being arrogant. I'm just stating facts. It's been a few years since anyone turned me down. It's embarrassing, and it sucks. But I'll be fine. Just please, don't tell anyone, okay? Can we at least keep this little unfortunate incident between us? I threw myself at you pretty hard, and I'm sorry. Waiting in your bed in lingerie was a little over the top. I just thought, after all that stuff we said to each other the last few weeks, that's what you wanted, for me to just put myself out there. But I guess you meant to lay out. I really am sorry. You're so confusing. What do you mean you didn't mean someone else? Do you like me or not? Because you're telling me 2 different things right now, and it's super frustrating trying to suss out what you actually mean. Earlier you said we shouldn't even see each other because it might ruin our friendship. Fine, I can respect that. But it's fucking confusing for you to come in while I'm taking a shower and then tell me you like me all of a sudden. Yeah, I know that you come in to talk to me when I was in the shower before. This time is obviously different, Dort. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Can you just answer my question? Do you like me or not? You do? So why did you tell me different? You were caught off guard. Why didn't you just tell me? I could have put my clothes back on and we could have talked, but you just said all those things and then walked out. Was it my body? Did you not like the way I looked or something? Or was it just that I was moving too fast? What? No? You wanted to fuck me right there. Well, that was an open invitation, idiot. Fuck, you're so confusing. If you want me, why don't you just take me? God, look at you. You're already fucking worked up. Why don't you just admit that you want me, but you're scared? Oh, damn. I didn't expect you to actually admit it. Why are you scared? Okay. I can admit that. And you're way more responsible than I am, for sure. Thinking of all that while I'm half naked in front of you. But you realize that people who date can still be friends with each other, right? Like, the way I see it, we already kind of act like a couple. We live together. We talk to each other about everything. We're a huge part of each other's lives. Just, if we were dating, then we'd be able to do this. You know? Tell me to start before I kiss you. If that's what you really want. Nothing to say now. Okay. Wouldn't you like to do this all the time? Wouldn't you like to feel these soft tips under your hands whenever you want? Are you really going to tell me this isn't what you want? Hey! You've still got your clothes on, dumbass. You're going to get all wet. It's pretty hot that you don't care, though. In the way your clothes feel against my body. But, yeah. You can touch me wherever you want. But, please. Grab me, pull me into you. Touch me with the wall. Whatever you want. Can't you see I'm all yours? Fuck. I love the way you look for a minute. Going down my clothing. My coat. Alright. Fuck. Keep doing that. Oh. Getting down on your knees to me, right? I could get used to this here. The water is going to get in your eyes, though. Let me move the shower head. Okay. Go for it, I guess. Holy fuck. That feels amazing. Oh, God. You're looking at me like I'm the most delicious thing you've ever tasted. Fuck. How are you able to turn a trip so fast? I've had to practically draw a diagram for every guy I've ever met. Jesus. You're good at this. I can't feel my legs. Shit, you might have to help hold me up. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Push me against the wall by my hips like that would definitely work. It gets even wetter. For some fucking reason. You're gonna butt me fucking crazy. Oh, I can't think. Oh, God. Oh, God, your fingers. Fuck. Fuck, that's right. Catch me now. Baby. Oh, get me ready for your cock. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Mm-mm. I think it tastes pretty good. But I need more cream, baby. Dog cream. I need it. I need you. I need this fucking cock inside me. Not even gonna take off your clothes, huh? Just taking your cock out of your pants and taking me. Fuck. You want me just as bad as I want you. Let me feel. No touching, huh? Find it. Fucking take me. Put your fucking cock inside me and shut me up. Oh God. God, it's been fucking wearing this for so long. I'm not touching myself thinking of it. Thinking of the family. Just losing it and touching me. Fuck me like this. Making me all yours. I love the way you fucked me. The way you stretched me out and pushed me up like this. Oh God. I'm so fucking tired around you. Don't I? You never get enough of this person now that you've had me with. You go into crazy all the time. Just like I crave you. The way I need your fucking hands on me. You know, your cock. I love the way you feel inside me. Fuck. Oh God. I said, please give it to me. Don't let it up. Let's slow down for you. Fucking pound me. I don't want to be able to walk tomorrow. Fuck. What? No. No, I'm fine. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I need to fucking kill my woman because, I just hit my head a bit leaning back. You just move your hand behind my head to keep me from hitting the wall again. Oh, fuck you so sweet. Kiss me. You wanna come again? Oh, you feel so fucking good. Come with me, please. Come inside me. Don't pull out. I need to feel you when you come. Hold me and throbbing inside me, please, baby. Come with me. Coming. Pretty fucking intense. I can only imagine what it's gonna be like when we both actually have a children. Speaking of, we should get you out of these. they're ruined. But I think it was worth it. Don't you?